Picture a scene out of a Western movie. Men in cowboy hats, women in long 19th century dresses. There are bars, saloons, and log cabins, and overhead, gray, cloudy English skies. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm describing the town of Laredo, a recreated American Wild West town in the middle of England. But it's a members-only kind of place. Journalist Linda Rodriguez-McRobbie is among the lucky few allowed to visit Laredo, but don't ask her where it is exactly.
Well, I can't really say. I'm not exactly sworn to secrecy, but I can tell you that it's about 35 minutes away from London on the train. It's closest to a station called Longfield, but beyond that, I can't really divulge the location.
Why not? Why is it so secret?
Well, the members of Laredo, I think, are very protective of the space that they've created there. I think it's fairly understandable. Their contacts with the press in the past haven't been terribly positive. But also, I think they're concerned about people coming by and just sort of, you know, having a goggle at them and sort of thinking that they were weird. I mean, I think if you ask, they'll tell you where it is. But it's not on really any map.
All right. So the people who go to Laredo don't want other people who can't go to see it. What do you see when you actually get there?
Well, when you first walk in, when you first come up, it's off sort of a country road, and there's a gate, and you go through the gate, and there's a big field between you and Laredo. The day that I went, it was a bit overcast, sort of very Englishly overcast, and it's sort of nestled in these trees in a way, just in front of these trees that kind of loom up above it. And you don't really get a great sense of what it looks like until you're actually right up next to it. From far away, it can just sort of look like a collection of farm buildings. But when you start to approach and you realize that this is not what farm buildings in England look like, this is something very, very different. You know, all of the buildings are that sort of clapboard style. Mm. And it just sort of grows when you get closer to it. And you're sort of walking through kind of a muddy field with shaggy ponies around you. And you're just surrounded by these buildings that wouldn't look out of place on a film set, that wouldn't look out of place in the American West. And it's a little disconcerting because you're still in the English climate. You know, there are the big oak trees behind it. It's wet. It's a bit green.
So weird.
It was a little weird, but also kind of nice. I mean, I'm originally from Texas, and so this kind of imagery is fairly familiar to me. But
not those gray English skies.
No, not those gray English skies. And the sort of closeness that you get in the English landscape that's a little bit different. It was just a sort of transplanted American Western town.
So who built Laredo? What's the story behind how it came to be?
Laredo is largely the project of a man who was called John Truder. He died about 3 years ago.
An Englishman?
He was English, yep. But from what I understand from his daughter, he always looked like a cowboy. He had been – he was a pig farmer in Kent, and this was his property that he built Laredo on. He grew up with the kind of Hollywood Westerns, you know, the B-movies, the Roy Rogers TV show, those kinds of things.
The Odies.
Yeah, and he got really interested and excited by it. He grew up in an area where, you know, there were horses around, so he taught himself how to ride Western. He grew his hair long. He had a big handlebar mustache. He tended to wear a baseball cap when he was outside of Laredo, but when he was in Laredo, he was wearing his cowboy hat and his boots. So he was very much enamored with the ideal and the mythos of the American West. And with some friends who also kind of shared this interest, he started to – at first it was just a small kind of shed, and then it just grew. And they started to find that, you know, the more people who were interested in hanging out with them in Western clothes and experiencing the kind of Western lifestyle, the more room they needed to create. So it just grew from there. And now – it's this collection of about 24 buildings, and then at the back of that, sort of at the end of this small street, are some log cabins that are part of the miners' camp.
So it sounds like not anybody can just go visit Laredo. What do you have to do to, like, get into the gate?
I think partly you have to know somebody for sure. They're not super keen on having people just kind of drop in. They really want you to commit to the lifestyle. I mean, the vast majority of the people who are members have been members for decades.
What does that mean to commit to the lifestyle? Do they dress up and pretend to be cowboys and cowgirls? Any shootouts at the OK Corral?
They used to actually do shootouts and shows like that. But I think in recent years, they've really focused a lot more on sort of the minutia and the detail of living in the American West between 1860 and 1890. You know, what would that life have actually been like?
Linda, how far and wide in the UK is this fascination with the American West?
It used to be a lot bigger, for sure. In fact, it used to be a lot bigger kind of worldwide, and certainly in Europe as well. Right around the same time that Gone with the Wind, for example, was re-released here in the UK in 1964, you saw a real rise and an uptick in this interest in not only the American West, but the American West at around the time of the American Civil War.
Interesting.
There were a number of other films that came out that were sort of equally as popular. And so you had people doing things like reenacting the American Civil War and groups sort of dedicated to doing that. Now, those sort of have died out a bit. You know, you don't see them quite as much.
Linda, you talked earlier about the gray English sky and the oak trees, so out of character with the Wild West. Who supplies the tumbleweeds in Laredo?
Well, you know, on the day that I went, there weren't any, which is a little bit disappointing.
There are days when they actually have tumbleweeds in the wilds of England.
I think they probably don't.
Linda Rodriguez-McRobbie has reported about Laredo, the Wild West town in the UK, for the website Atlas Obscura. Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you.